Okay, you're recording.
Okay, so we are on section number three, informal interviews, board deliberation and action. We are on item number one, 23-146, in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM. If you guys would like to come forward.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for being here. All right, this is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Landman in case number 23-146. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 32-22-34. Dr. Landman and your attorney, please introduce yourself for the record.
Lorna Landman.
And David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Landman.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Landman, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
We have no additional materials.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Thompson, will you please give us a brief summary of this case?
Yes. Case 23-146. On April 28, 2023, Gucci, a 12-year-old male Papillon, was presented to respondent for follow-up exam after being seen on emergency. Respondent noted the dog had a distended abdomen and diagnostics were performed. Abdominal ultrasound revealed a mass that suspected to be on the adrenal gland and sludge in the gallbladder. Respondent further suspected the dog had Cushing's disease. Blood work revealed elevated kidney and liver issues. Exploratory surgery was recommended. Complainant was advised that an adrenal gland tumor would be removed. On May 3rd, 2023, the dog was presented to respondent for surgery. Upon exploration of the dog's abdomen, respondent found a tumor on the spleen and removed the spleen. Complainant was not advised of the finding and did not authorize removal of the spleen. During the procedure, respondent removed three loose teeth from the dog's mouth, which complainant did not authorize. The dog recovered and was discharged later that day. On May 4th, 2023, the dog returned for a recheck in fluids. Complainant was advised that if the dog did not do well or not eat, the dog should be rechecked. Complainant stated that the dog did not eat for two more days.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Thompson. Dr. Landman, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Dr. Landman, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Thank you. I would like to respond on behalf of Dr. Landman. I'm not exactly sure why this case was moved to an informal interview other than the fact that there may be a little bit of she said differences in what the owner recalls being told. Medically, all the care that was provided by Dr. Landman was in compliance with the applicable standard of care. I know that one of the committee members expressed a concern that Dr. Landman did not call the owner during the exploratory surgery.
So hold up, can I stop you? Just realized, and I'm sorry, we were supposed to have contacted the complaint.
Yes, try to. I apologize.
Oh.
Look at my notes.
Okay, Ms. Haley, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I sincerely apologize. We had forgotten to call you, so we just went through my very general script of just reading off the case number, Dr. Landman is here, so we're going to go back. I've sworn her in, so we're going to go back to the piece where we asked Dr. Landman and her attorney to be able to respond to the summary. And so I'll just ask that you are quiet during this piece, and then I will prompt you when it will be your turn to speak, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So again, Dr. Landman, we would now like to give you or your attorney an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Thank you. As I stated previously, I'm not exactly sure why this case was moved to an informal interview, other than the fact that there may be a little bit of a she said differences in what the owner recalls being told by Dr. Landman and staff. Medically, all the care that was provided by Dr. Landman in this case was in compliance with the applicable standard of care. I know one of the investigative committee members expressed a concern that Dr. Landman did not call the owner during the surgery to discuss the loose teeth that fell out, and I would like to address that issue. Gucci was a 12-year-old dog, and as we all know, no patient should be kept under anesthesia any longer than they need to be. And that is especially true with older geriatric dogs like Gucci, where the risks of prolonged anesthesia are even greater. As a result, Dr. Landman should not be expected to call the owner during an anesthetic procedure unless there was a medical emergency. And I submit that a few teeth falling out at the conclusion of the surgery is not a medical emergency that required a call in this case. Also, this was not a situation where Gucci was in for a dental procedure and the owner had specifically requested to be called before any teeth were removed or extracted. If that were the case, if she had come in for a dental procedure and asked to be called, and if Dr. Landman had forcibly extracted teeth without calling the owner first, we would agree that that would be a violation of the Practice Act, but that's not what happened in this case. Also, if Dr. Landman, again, this was, the teeth fell out incidental to an exploratory surgery. Also, if Dr. Landman had stopped the surgery in this case to call the owner, it would not be to get consent to remove the teeth because the teeth had already fallen out. The call would have been to inform the owner that the teeth had already fallen out, and that could and should be done after the surgery, not during it, to again not unnecessarily prolong the surgery and the anesthetic time. Medically, she did what was appropriate, which was to tell the owner after the surgery was over. During your review on November 15th, one of you indicated that you would like to have heard more from some of the staff members in this case. And so we have brought two staff members with us today. Destiny Vasquez is a technician who was present during the surgery and witnessed how exactly these teeth unexpectedly fell out. She was also the person who personally handled the discharge, where the owner was given both verbal and written discharge instructions. Destiny will also tell you that she specifically discussed with the owner at discharge that Gucci was going home with an IV catheter in place under some bed wrap. Finally, Destiny and the other staff member that's here today, who is Caitlin Billings, will testify that communications with the owner in this case were extremely difficult and challenging. Ms. Billings was a receptionist on the day of the surgery, and she will tell you that she spoke to the owner on the phone and gave the owner a post-op report that Gucci was doing well in recovery. And then shortly after that conversation, the owner arrived at the practice upset and denied ever having been told about the post-op update on Caitlin. She denied ever speaking with Caitlin. Throughout the case, the owner's memory of events and what she was told by people in this case is extremely flawed. And again, that made communications difficult with the owner, but that is not Dr. Landman's fault. We're confident that after you address, Dr. Landman addresses any questions you may have, after you've had a chance to hear from these staff members, you will agree that this complaint should be dismissed with no violation. And with that, Dr. Landman is available to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. I would now like to ask board members if they have any questions for Dr. Landman.
Hi, Dr. Landman. So I just had a few questions in regards to the case. So how frequently do you do abdominal ultrasounds on dogs?
Daily.
Daily. And you're pretty confident in diagnosing adrenal tumors?
No, not necessarily adrenal tumor. We told her that it's a possibility because this tumor is laying right next to the left kidney.
Okay. And so then at that point, you felt it was necessary to remove the tumor?
Yes, we did. We thought it was necessary to do an exploratory to remove it.
Okay. And it looks like you had Cushing's as one of your differential diagnoses?
Yes.
And what led you to that differential diagnosis?
Well, there was the dog had a very pendulous abdomen, very thin skin. Its ALP, ALT were elevated. I'm not sure. There was abdominal pain that they, some kind of pain this dog had been dealing with.
And it looks as though you did blood work as well on the 28th, same day that you did the ultrasound?
Yes.
And you noted there were some elevations in the kidney values?
Mm-hmm.
Did you discuss those with the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And did you discuss what that could potentially mean for the pet?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't able to find that in the medical record, so I was just curious. And then did you did a chemistry and a CBC? You did a your analysis as well?
I believe we did, I'm not sure.
Okay. And so with the findings, did you feel that there was any concern for kidney failure with this pet?
Well, we were concerned that there was some kind of organ damage because of the elevation of both the liver and the kidney. And she was, I discussed the values being elevated and what those meant.
Okay.
With her.
And then it looks like Gucci had to come in a couple of different times. And so the following day, Gucci came in for sub-Q fluids and to get some gabapentin. It looks like there was a little bit of discrepancy. So I know that we asked to have the notes typed if they're handwritten just to make it easier on us. And so I think there was a little check mark that the owner had asked to give the gabapentin. Do you know if that was given? I think there was a check mark. Do you know what the concentration was? None of that was documented in the notes.
Well, we have a liquid gabapentin that's 100 milligrams per ml.
Okay.
And we usually give the appropriate dosage.
Okay. So that's what you're thinking was given on that day, but we don't know for sure, right? Because we don't have that in the record.
Would that be written right where that check mark was, as far as if you gave the gabapentin? Is that where we'd be looking to find how much you gave?
Those are the typed ones.
It would have been the same amount that we put on the medicine that we sent home, but she said she couldn't give that.
Right.
So she was given a script of medicine.
Yes, and I can find where the client was charged on an invoice for that medication, but I can't find anywhere written in the medical records where we dispensed it.
I couldn't
it.
Find it in the record?
Yeah, on either time that we dispensed it, because it was dispensed twice.
Right. So it's in the invoice, but not in
yes,
the record.
Yes, correct.
Is that typical practice protocol? Like, maybe I should wait till they find it.
Well, it says give a dose of the gabapentin, and it was marked with an X. The owner forgot to give the dose today.
So it was on here?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the invoice.
Right, but nowhere in the medical record. Right.
Unless the invoice is a part of the record.
That will be up for discussion.
I think it depends. Well.
So, and then I noticed when you did your surgery, you were in there, you found the splenic mass versus the adrenal mass. You went ahead and removed the spleen. At that time, you hand scaled the dog's teeth as well.
No.
No.
We didn't hand scale the teeth. I asked the technician if we were supposed to, and she said no. It's marked on the thing, no.
Okay.
So I saw these teeth that were very, very loose, and literally flicked out that molar, you know, just to see if it was mobile. I was just checking the teeth so that we could tell her, you know, that in the future that dog was going to definitely need a dental.
Okay, so there was no hand scaling done on the dog?
Okay. No, I just...
And then on there, in part of your medical record, there is a dental chart, and it shows that those three teeth were no longer there. On the chart it says extracted, but below that area there's a repetition of the numbers of the teeth, and there's dollar signs associated with those teeth. Mm-hmm. What does that mean in your practice?
Well, we always tell the technician how much we're going to charge per tooth that's extracted.
Okay, so there were dollar signs there, so that was an indication that we were going to charge for those removal?
No, I told her that we weren't going to charge.
Okay, so
and we normally don't do that either.
Okay, so just for my clarification, there was no hand scaling done on the pet, and there was not going to be any charge for extractions of the teeth. So if there wasn't hand scaling done, I guess I'm a little confused, because the very first visit that we saw the pet, we had moderate tartar, and but then it was noted later on when the pet came in that it had mild tartar. So I'm just trying to figure out how we miraculously had tartar that was resolved, essentially. So maybe that was just an error on the initial report. So I know that there's some questions as to the discharge instructions, whether or not the owner received them. You had your discharge form filled out and it's in your record. You spoke with the owner when she came to pick up Gucci?
Yes,
okay. In that discussion, did you tell her that you performed a splenectomy?
Yes, I told her when we got in there, the spleen was actually flipped under, and this mass was laying right next to the kidney, and I told her, I said it had a bubble on it, so it was about to burst. It was about to rupture.
Okay. Did you explain to her some of the possible sequela to a splenectomy immediately post-op with BPCs and things like that, and ideally that she should have him monitored at an emergency hospital?
No, we monitored the dog all day, and the dog did very well. In fact, it was standing up and within just a few hours.
Okay. And then the following day, it looks like Gucci was, as we would think, after having a major surgery, not quite 100%, and came in for another appointment. Could you explain to me what a vet tech appointment is at your practice?
Well, we have the technicians, perform an exam, and then just go ahead and do whatever we had advised them to do.
Okay, so that is a technician handling the patient and seeing the patient. You're probably doing a surgery or some other room at that point in time.
And we don't charge them for a full exam.
Okay, so if it is a vet tech exam, vet tech appointment, you are not putting your hands on that dog?
Well, usually I'm there, you know, talking with the technician, seeing how the dog's doing, and they're doing the TPR and giving the sub-Q fluids or the IV fluids.
Okay, yeah. So but did you do a physical exam on the pet?
No, I did not do a physical exam as far as doing a TPR but because the technician did that.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. And then, so on the evening that Gucci was discharged, did you recommend at that time for histopathology for that tumor?
Yes.
You did. Okay. So, all right.
And she was given the option to do that, send that in, and what the charge would be.
Okay. And I'm assuming that she declined?
Well, I wasn't up there to hear that.
Okay, so when you spoke with her that evening, you did not recommend submitting that for histopathology?
Yes, but I did not give her the quote on what it would be.
Okay.
Yeah, we normally send all those in.
Okay. I think that, thank you for answering my questions, that's all I have.
One additional follow-up question, just as you described tech appointments, what kinds of things do you typically have come in as tech appointments?
Sub-Q fluids, neotrams, anal gland expressions.
Okay.
Those kind.
Okay, do any other board members have any questions for Dr. Landman?
Yeah, just a couple. The pre-surgical form lists the surgery as adrenal gland tumor. How many adrenalectomies have been done?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4.
Okay. And I'm sorry, it was near which kidney? I just missed that. Near the left kidney? Okay. Why on the post-op discharge does it not include any IV catheter care or explanation of the patient going home with an IV in place?
Well, the technician who was a discharge technician, mm-hmm. she did explain to her that we left the catheter in case we needed to give,
so
any kind of fluids the next day, and which we had totally planned on because the stuff was, pretty fragile.
So it was a verbal. It wasn't part of the written instructions, but it was a verbal.
Yeah, the written instructions are pretty generic, but she went over that.
Okay, and on those discharge instructions, it says that Gucci should be rechecked in 7 days. How would that work if she was intentionally sent home with an IV catheter? Says recheck in 7 days, but we also send her home with a catheter.
Yeah, again, that was a generic thing that we send home, or we send out, and the technician then does the verbal right then.
So she overrides the written at that point.
Yeah, well, she did come in the next day.
When she came in the next day, she got sub-Q fluid.
Yeah, because
according to the record, I guess.
Right, because
she took it out. Yeah.
And she was expected not to.
But she did. Okay. In your records, do you commonly not include your personal client communications in your medical records? Because I didn't see any in this case, but I'm just asking, in general, do you put your communications in the record?
Well, I put a lot of client communications in the records, but when I'm explaining what surgery we did and what was going on, I'm up front talking to her, and I'm not having a computer right with me.
So, and later on in the record, you don't?
Well, usually I put it,
because I didn't see any in this case, any of your client communications.
Yeah, I don't know, it depends.
Depends on the case? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just one other question. Do you ever have your ultrasounds read by a radiologist?
Yes, we
send them in. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why you didn't in this case?
Well, it was a pretty large mass. I mean, it was right there. And that's why I told her it was a good possibility that it could be adrenal gland, but it would be to go in and find out. And then that's what we... That's.
So the surgery was an exploratory. It wasn't an adrenal gland removal.
Well, that's what we were thinking it was going to be. But, because it was right next to that kidney.
And I guess along that same line with the renal values, did you say you sometimes send them in
sometimes. An
interpretation of the kidneys on the ultrasound? Was that just done by you, that the kidneys were okay on the ultrasound? They look normal.
Yeah, they look normal.
considering the lab values.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. Any other questions for Dr. Landman? Okay. You may both step back.
We have Destiny. Okay. She's here to read a statement.
Sounds good. Destiny, if you would like to come forward. Okay. Thank you, Destiny. I am going to go ahead and swear you in, okay? Do you swear or, well, please state your name, your first and last name for the record, if you would.
Destiny Vasquez.
Okay. Thank you. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. And go ahead, you may read your statement.
Thank you. As I indicated in my statement that I submitted, I stepped in to help with the monitoring after Gucci's surgery as that was started. As Dr. Lamon always does before finishing any surgery, she checked the patient thoroughly, including the teeth. And as she did, a few of the teeth fell out without her having to exert hardly any pressure on them at all. She basically just touched them and they fell out. Dr. Lamon then asked if we needed to do a dental. I told her no, that it hadn't been approved on the estimate. In response, Dr. Lamon said, I will let the owner know about the teeth and the dog really need a complete dental because he had horrible dental disease. In no way was there extracted or forcibly removed. After Gucci recovered, I personally discharged the patient from the hospital and gave the owner the take-home medication and went over the medication instructions. I also specifically recall handing the owner written discharge instructions and went over them with her verbally. In fact, I went over the instructions verbally with her a number of times because the owner was extremely emotional and appeared to be paying more attention to the dog than me. I don't know how the owner could have claimed that she was not given any discharge instructions when I personally handed them to her and went over them with her and asked her if she had any questions. We also discussed the catheter that was left in place and wrapped in vet wrap. I explained to her that the catheter was left in place on purpose because we wanted Gucci to come back in the morning for a recheck and possibly be given fluids. Again, I asked if the owner had any questions, and when she said that she did not, I offered to carry Gucci to the car and walk with her because she was somewhat hysterical and was crying a lot. She appreciated that and said that we were doing an amazing job. I also remembered her hugging me in appreciation at the front desk before we walked outside. I then walked her and Gucci out to her car where she thanked me again for all that we had. For all that we had done for her and Gucci.
Okay, thank you. Do any board members have any specific questions for Destiny?
I'm sure. Thank you. And thank you for being here. And you mentioned that you reviewed the instruction, the aftercare instructions. And I understand those are somewhat standardized. If there's anything special for a case, do you ever note that? If there's a special aftercare instruction that's different than what's the generic printed on the form. Do you ever note that?
It depends on the case, but I specifically told her that I covered the catheter in vet wrap to prevent any chewing or any damage to the catheter because she was going to be seen for a vet tech appointment and possibly a recheck with Dr. Lamon had some time.
Thank you.
Okay.
So just a couple quick questions. Thank you, Destiny. So you were, based on the initials, you were the tech who saw Gucci on the next day, correct, for the technician exam?
Yes.
Okay. And when Gucci came in, it looks like the presenting complaint was that he was lethargic. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you walk me through your vet tech exam with her?
Yeah. So I greeted her at the front of our clinic and I asked how she was doing and asked how he was doing. She said that he was a little lethargic, that he didn't have his normal appetite. And so I noted that and I told Dr. Lamon, of course. And so what was recommended was some subcutaneous fluids because she had claimed that she took out the catheter. And so we had to make some adjustments according to that. And besides that. She thanked me again for the service and was appreciated.
Okay. And at that time, did Dr. Landman actually do a physical exam, or was it based on what you had spoken with Gucci's owner and then what you had seen you relayed to Dr. Landman?
With vet tech appointments, it's mainly either the doctor's busy and we don't want to charge them for a full doctor visit. Mm-hmm. So I, as the person who saw that previous patient, I took her in. I told exactly what was done, and I reminded Dr. Landman about everything that the owner was saying. And so I just kind of, I would say,
I guess just for additional clarification, so we have the medical record from that day. You brought Gucci into the clinic, into the treatment area, I'm guessing. You relayed what you noticed and what the owner had told you to Dr. Landman. Dr. Landman gave you instructions on what to do with Gucci at that point. And then did you fill out the check boxes on the exam form?
Yes.
Okay, and put those notes in there? And so Dr. Landman instructed you to give some Buprenex?
I don't touch any control drugs, so it was most likely a doctor or a CBT.
Okay, so I have Bup 0.1 ml, and it has DV at 10:56 a.m. DV is you?
Yes.
Okay. And then we gave some fluids, and it says here that the owner declined pathology testing. Did you ask her about that at that point in time?
Yes, she was, I told her and I recommended to her that if she wanted to know additional information that we can send it in, and she declined it many times.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further? All right, thank you. You may step back. Did we need to hear from the other tech that's here? I don't believe.
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Okay.